Minutes ago, Donald Trump addressed the nation regarding the war in Iran, his first primetime speech since launching strikes alongside Israel more than 4 weeks ago. For 19 minutes, Trump made his case to the American people, laying out what he described as the justification for the United States and Israeli war in Iran. The president attempted to outline his objectives for the conflict, which have been marked by shifting goals and mixed messaging from the administration. Tonight's address comes as oil prices rise and markets remain volatile, with growing concern among Americans that the military action has gone too far. Trump highlighted what he described as successes in the U.S. operations, even as additional troops have been deployed to the region. But Trump stated the U.S. objectives are nearing completion.
Our objectives are very simple and clear. We are systematically dismantling the regime's ability to threaten America or project power outside of their borders. That means eliminating Iran's navy, which is now absolutely destroyed, hurting their air force and their missile program at levels never seen before, and annihilating their defense industrial base. We've done all of it. Their navy is gone. Their air force is gone. Their missiles are just about used up or beaten. Taken together, these actions will cripple Iran military, crush their ability to support terrorist proxies, and deny them the ability to build a nuclear bomb. Our armed forces have been extraordinary. There's never been anything like it militarily. Everyone is talking about it. And tonight, I'm pleased to say that these core strategic objectives are nearing completion.
He claimed that Iran's military had been severely weakened, saying its navy and air force are, quote, gone, and its leadership decimated. But he also warned that the war is expected to continue for the next 2 to 3 weeks, offering this grim message.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
As for diplomacy,
discussions are ongoing. Regime change was not our goal. We never said regime change, but regime change has occurred because of all of their original leaders' death. They're all dead. The new group is less radical and much more reasonable. Yet if during this period of time no deal is made, we have our eyes on key targets. If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
Back home, Americans are frustrated at the gas pump, seeing prices increase daily. But the president attempted to quell concern.
This short-term increase has been entirely the result of the Iranian regime launching deranged terror attacks against commercial oil tankers in neighboring countries that have nothing to do with the conflict. This is yet more proof that Iran can never be trusted with nuclear weapons. They will use them, and they will use them quickly.
Trump thanked Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the UAE, and Qatar, and disparaged NATO allies, and continued calls for their involvement in the war.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.
Joining us in the studios is Lauren Schmidt, KPFA News Director, and Omid Marion, the senior Iran analyst at Dawn Democracy for the Arab World Now, to respond to the president's address before the American people tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much, Christina and Omid. Thank you for joining us, senior Iran analyst at Dawn Democracy for the Arab World Now. Omid, what is your initial response to the president's address?
Thanks for having me. President Trump, over the past few weeks, has said many times that the U.S. has fulfilled most of its military objectives. At some point, he said that we are winning or we have already won. And so tonight, what he laid out in terms of where the U.S. is was not very clear. The achievement of the military is not based on how many places you have bombed. They have hit thousands of targets. They have, hit so many of Iran's military structures and civilian structures. But has the U.S. achieved the three main goals that they have had from the beginning? First is, do you have the 400 kilogram of 60% in reach uranium? Do you have it or not? No. When it comes to Iran's missiles program, yes, the U.S. has harmed, damaged Iran's missile programs heavily. It's like it should be in a very bad shape. From the beginning, they have said 90% of Iran's missile program is gone, the launchers, the missiles, and everything. But Iran has kept the capacity to launch drones and missiles to the neighboring countries and Israel, even today, as of Wednesday, steadily over the past few weeks. So still, that's still going. And it's the same with the Iran's proxy groups in the region and also the Iran's drone program. So that's why I think probably President Trump was very angry and said something that politicians never dare to even get close to it. And that was to promise to commit a war crime. He said, we might attack your energy infrastructure, electricity infrastructure, which is a civilian target. And according to international humanitarian law, the laws of wars, attacking civilian infrastructures that mainly civilians are the beneficiary of those type of structures is a war crime. You shouldn't do that. And if you're in good shape, if you have achieved all your military goals, you shouldn't maybe threaten to go after civilian targets.
Donald Trump said over the next 2 to 3 weeks, Iran will be hit hard, quote, taken back to the Stone Age. What do you think he means by this? And where does this leave the civilians that Donald Trump has cited in his excuse to wage this war?
I can't, I was speechless. It's not the first time he's using this term, and I think it's not a dignified way to describe a nation. From the beginning, he has framed the attack on Iran as a way of supporting the Iranian people. But when you take back a country to Stone Ages, you can't say that we are taking back the Iranian officials to the Stone Ages, and the people are going to stay in the 21st century. What he's doing now is taking the whole nation, the state of Iran, to the Stone Ages. And that is, I think, dehumanizing for the Iranian people. It's disrespectful deeply, and it's going to backlash. Many Iranians who had hopes that in their fight against the Iranian regime, President Trump could be helpful, or foreign intervention might be helpful. Now they are going to think twice and understand that from the beginning, from the scratch, this support meant to do something else for the U.S. And they were played in this process. Those who believed in this, in what President Trump said. In general, I think nobody should say these type of words when it comes to another nation, another people. And President Trump has shown that at times of frustration, at times of when he feels that he has not, he's not in a great place politically, and also when it comes to the military attack, militarily, he uses words that I don't think it's going to terrify the Iranian government. it's going to make them even happy. They're going to, you know, appreciate that, because for a long time, the Iranian government has said this is the purpose behind America's animosity towards Iran. It's not just us, the Iranian government. It's you. It's us as a nation. But basically, what President Trump said tonight will feed the Iranian propaganda machine, which is, you know, if you are fighting for democracy, for freedom, if you're fighting with the Islamic Republic, you don't want probably to feed the Islamic government's propaganda machine. And President Trump just did that.
Yeah. Omid Mariman, senior Iran analyst at Dawn Democracy for the Arab World. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you joining us to give this analysis on Donald Trump's speech. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.